I saw you in the stands at the Orem game on Friday. It turned out to be a pretty fun game, but good to see you back there in Orem. But I wanted to ask about getting to this week. Jacob, you've been here before, but what's it like to actually get to game one and get this chance to finally get back on the field after all these months of work?
Yeah, this offseason was super long. We worked really hard. I mean, I was in here when Connor was talking about it too, but I think we're just sick of playing each other and just ready to play some different players. So,
go ahead, Sean.
Jacob, what's it mean to be named a team captain on this team? We just talked to Connor a little bit about it, and it's obviously an honor that's voted on by your teammates, and is kind of a reflection of, I guess, your standing with them in a lot of ways.
Yeah, it means everything. I was a captain in high school and just growing up, so I just thought it was always cool to have that C on your chest and just know that you're one of the leaders for the team, and just everyone will really listen to you and they respect you.
Go ahead, Jake.
Jake, I just wanted to ask you, in terms of your improvement as a football player, where do you think it made you take the most strides in fall camp this year?
Definitely the knowledge of the game. At the beginning, they had me getting a lot of mental reps, just trying to keep me healthy and everything. So being able to coach the younger guys and just kind of learn from them doing wrong things, but then trying to teach them, it's helped me a lot.
Take another question from Jared.
Take a break down the defensive backfield and where you guys are at. There were some holes to fill there. What do you see as you're getting ready for the first game?
I mean, we got a lot of depth, especially in the corner room. A lot of new guys, but I think we really brought them up, and they're ready to play anytime. Safety room, we got a ton of safeties too. I feel like about any of them could really play and have a major impact on the game. Yeah, I think just everyone is really ready.
You've also faced off against FCS opponents, and this is a good one. Southern Illinois has had a lot of success. How do you make sure everybody, you know, as a captain you were talking about, how do you make sure everybody is on that page and understanding that just because they have the FCS tag doesn't mean that it's going to be an easy game?
Yeah, we're going to go into every game just playing it the same, treating them just like it was a Power 5 school or FCS. It really doesn't matter to us. I think as long as everyone's watching their film and studying, we'll do good. So,
we'll go Jake and then Sean.
They have a quarterback battle going on in their training camp, just like you guys have had, Jacob. How does that change for you guys on defense, trying to prepare for potentially two quarterbacks to play on Saturday?
Just watching as much film on both of the quarterbacks as we can. I know the quarterback from last year is gone, so yeah, we're watching the new quarterback a lot and just trying to get his three-step down. So, I mean, if we haven't really seen the backup quarterback yet, so yeah, I think just making sure we watch film on both of them.
Jacob, can I ask you about one of your teammates, one of the guys who's on that opposite corner spot as you and Mark Collins? What's he been like, I guess, through this offseason and coming in and competing for that starting job right opposite you, him and Maury, I guess we got to say officially. But what's Mark Collins been like, and how's he kind of fit into this team, I guess?
Yeah, so he's been in the defense, so he understands everything, just like Cam and Eddie who were here. He's very twitchy, very smart, really. He wants to learn. And I think, yeah, he just has an open mind for learning new things, and he's really smart about the game. So,
go ahead,